residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
And we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Speaking with Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Jeanette in studio here. We're just about 7 minutes left in the program. We have still plenty more to talk about. And I was going to tease it before, and I didn't really. You do a CTE signing day as a career tech, right. Technical education signing day. And this is a growing trend across across this country that I've been hearing about. And it's kind of similar to like a sports or athletic signing days.
Yeah, it started with Gateway Technical College up in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and Washburn Tech has been one of the leaders. And a group that we're part of with both of those entities is an organization called National Coalition of Certification Centers, NC3. And the idea is to, let's brag about the students who decide to go into career and technical education. They're very valuable. You know, we see all the attention on the athletes, on entertainers. The students who pick to go into welding, auto tech, HVAC, et cetera, nursing, let's celebrate what they do. And so we did our first one this year. We live streamed it. We had, I think, 30 to 40 students plus their families. And it was a cool event. It'll grow. But it's a way to put some attention on the fact these are good decisions these students are making. It's solid career paths. They have a better chance of being a pro in working for HVAC, welding, nursing than they probably have in being a pro athlete.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. That's definitely for sure. And to be involved in the signing day, is it the whole incoming class that gets invited, or there's a select few that
we invited the students who had committed to a program. They couldn't all be there, but the ones who did show up, we had them sign, you know, the intent. They also got some bling from us. They got a shirt and a hat and, you know, stuff like that. But again, it's a way to just start pushing that idea out to the public. This matters. This is important. Celebrate it. You know, you don't look down on somebody, again, fighting that stigma of going to the VOTEC. No. My son's made a decision. My daughter's made a decision to do this. This is cool. Let's support it.
And how much did those students seem to relish that experience?
Well, you know, at first they're kind of embarrassed. You know, it's like, you know, okay. But the families then start, you know, they're cheering. And then the thing is afterwards and the pictures that go on with the families in front of our logo, stuff like that. But that's when the ice kind of breaks and the students are kind of pretty proud because this is me and my family. We see the same thing at our commencements. After the ceremonies are over, the students are up on the stage in front of our backdrop with their families wanting all sorts of pictures. That's cool. You're celebrating. You've earned something. You've done something.
And were most of the students from the local region?
Yeah, pretty much. About 80% of our students come from Gary, Riley, Pottawatomie counties. We'll get a few from other places, especially if they're trying to get into nursing or dental hygiene. But most of these students were more regional, yeah.
That would make sense.
Yep.
And for that signing day, in addition to the ceremony and some of the photo opportunities, is there anything else that goes along with the day?
Not too much that day other than some nice refreshments. Starting, I don't know the exact schedule, but they have program orientations for each of the programs, and that's when the students get more in-depth information. They've already got quite a bit, but this will give them more in-depth about here's what to expect your first semester, here's what you need to do, make sure your financial aid's in, those kind of things.
And as I sort of talked about in the first segment, the end of the year is fast approaching.
Yeah.
Final exams are coming up, and that you also should be paying attention to enrollment for next year if that's something you want to get involved
in. That's right. It's time. If they haven't made up their minds, come see us. With our programs, we do shut off enrollment at certain points. We'll either hit a full point or we get to a point where because of what things we have to order with tools, supplies, things like that, there's a cutoff. The other thing is to encourage people to do it because last year we turned away almost 100 students when the fall classes started because I was out of room in certain programs. I turned away students wanting to be in nursing and welding and HVAC because I didn't have the capacity. That's something we're working on. But don't delay. If you're interested in coming to see us, come out, see an advisor, get your financial aid in, let's get you into a program. One of the other ways, a good way that the region can help us, if they would, is on Monday, it's Grow Green Day with Manhattan Community Foundation. And our foundation for the college is part of that. Our resource development coordinator, Tracy Geisler, will be down at the Manhattan Foundation offices, or you can go online. But again, it's a good way to help us grow scholarship funds to help the students.
And we'll be out there, too. So
good.
That'll be all over K-Man that day. That's,
yeah.
I believe, Monday.
Yep.
That's coming up. And for those interested in enrolling at MATC, what are some things they need to know in addition to just reaching out and getting started on the application?
Well, get an appointment to come see us so we can help you get everything filled out. We'll walk you through a lot of it. But to find out, here's what you're going to do with this program, but here are the outcomes you should expect. If you do what we tell you to do, here's the outcomes you can expect. And that's one of the things that drives our student success is, if I do this successfully, I'm going to have a job and it's going to pay pretty good money. I mean, we keep hanging that out in front of the students, but against that motivation. You know, I was a liberal arts junkie, so here's my degree in history. What's my guarantee I'm not even going to get a job? No, you learn how to weld, you learn how to fix air conditioning and furnaces, you know how to be a nurse, you got a job waiting for you, you got a paycheck waiting for you.
Yeah, there's a definite, clear, immediate, sometimes return on investment there.
These days, everybody wants instant gratification. Tech ed's the best way to do it.
And there's also a bit of a labor workforce issue in the region.
Just a bit, yeah.
So those out there, you know, maybe not the worst choice in the world.
We're a very good choice, and again, it's not a dead end. It's the start of many connections that you make.
And there's also a bit that you want to talk about on critical environmental technology. Right. We're short on time,
right,
though.
So we'll fly through it real quick, but we're building right now. We're about a third of the way through building our building automation systems, building operating systems, critical environment tech lab. It will be the only college in the country to have this, and it relates to NBAF, the Animal Health Corridor. We had a meeting with some folks a couple of weeks ago. We'll have another one towards the end of May. But again, it's training the people who are the basically engineering tech people that work in these facilities to help make sure the facilities are safe. And the building automation systems, building operating systems, it's not new on the commercial side. It's pretty new on residential. But it's very critical skills, and how do you use all this technology to monitor, you know, is the water flow right, is the air flow right, is the energy usage right, all those things. We're one of only 6 2-year colleges in the country as part of a U.S. Department of Energy pilot curriculum project on building operating systems. And we're involved with this, and we're getting a lot of help from the Siemens company, Reliable and Five Star, U.S. Engineering, and some others. But it's a pretty cool niche for us to have, but it's really in support of NBAF, BRI, and the Animal Health Corridor.
How did you get to be one of those 2-year colleges who were able to take part in this?
It's connections. The guy who designed and is building our lab for us, a guy named Brian Lovell out of Georgia Piedmont Technical College in Atlanta, he liked what we were doing, and he got us connected.
Connections always help.
Connections help. That's why it's good to know Dave Lewis.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, how far has that gotten you, Jim?
I get a lot of smiles from people.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you coming
by. Thank you.
That does it for us here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. If you missed any part of this episode or you just want to check out the whole thing, you can check it out archived on our website, newsradiokman.com. Go down to that on-demand section and look for In Focus. Thanks so much. See you next time.
Chamber Day tomorrow. Do we have confirmation on our guests?
I'm not sure if it's confirmed, but I've heard inklings that Jason Smith might be coming out.
Okay. Be his first time here on the show, so hopefully that is how that works out. We have Clark Howard next hour, a little bit of Rush, and for an hour and a half, then we have Royals on the radio this afternoon beginning at 12:30 here at News Radio KMAN.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS.